The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Well, now on to more cheerful matters. Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara, the Marker Hotel in Dublin and Forbes Street Restaurant, and co-host with Gary Helen of the Dishing It Out podcast, is with me to talk chocolate.
I am. It's a wonderful time of year, and it's a big time of year in my world. So we're surrounded with chocolate at the moment. So I'm giving you three. One recipe is not with chocolate, but two recipes that you can use up your, if there is such a thing as leftover chocolate. So the first one I'll give you is chocolate brownies. I think this is a great recipe to do with kids, especially because there's a couple of little techniques, but it's kind of hard to get it wrong, really. So you need 275 grams of a good quality chocolate, 275 grams of unsalted butter, 400 grams of caster sugar, teaspoon of vanilla extract, pinch of salt, 5 eggs, 200 grams of plain flour that you're going to sieve, and then 50 grams of chopped chocolate.
Before you carry on, quick question.
Yeah.
Unsalted butter, and then you're adding a pinch of salt.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, that's just, I suppose that's more of a habit more than anything in the pastry. And we use salt much more than you may think, because when you put, Luke O'Neill will probably be able to tell you better about this, but salt actually wakens the taste buds in your mouth, and it gets saliva going. So, and it'll also make you taste the chocolate much more. So it'll lift the flavours of vanilla or whatever. So the 50 grams of chocolate at the end, you could use a bit of Easter egg or whatever there and throw it into the mix. I like to say, the ones I made for you there, you can see there's a little bit of vanilla cream on the top. Mm. So that's just a little bit of lightly whipped cream with some vanilla. And then, so how do we make it? You're going to preheat the oven to 165 degrees, or gas mark 4. In a large bowl, set over a pot with some simmering water. Make sure the bowl is not touching the water. You're going to melt the chocolate and the butter together. So you literally just put it in the bowl and sit it over on the stove. When it comes together and it's totally melted, grab a whisk, take the bowl off the little bain-marie that you've set up, and you're going to whisk in the sugar, the vanilla and the salt. It'll kind of looks like it wants to split, but don't worry about it. Just keep whisking it together. You'll see the sugar will start to melt. And then you just crack in the eggs one at a time, continuing to mix it. It'll really start coming together now until it's fully combined. And then I just like to throw in a handful of chopped chocolate. At that stage, you're going to just fold in the sifted flour and through it, and it'll all come together. It kind of looks like a fudge mixture at this stage. Then all you're going to do in a brownie dish or a small little baking dish, line the bottom of that with some parchment paper and just pour it in. Again, if you had any little bits of Easter egg or any of those little Easter eggs, you can stick them onto the top of it.
Which pop, you have done very quickly.
I have done, yeah, exactly. Then you just pop it into a preheated oven and you bake it for 35 to 45 minutes. I like to cook a brownie that it's still a little bit soft in the middle. Now, if you try and take it out and cut it up, it'll just fall apart. So what you do is you take it out, you let it cool down, pop it into the fridge, and the centre of it will be really soft and fudgy. If you like a brownie that's really cakey, I would cook it for about 50 to 55 minutes. So you're kind of in control of the texture. And that's it. After it's chilled, cut it up into squares. You've seen there, I piped a little bit of cream on top and I stuck a few little bits and pieces on top. Yeah. So, lovely little recipe to try.
Now, triple chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, now you've heard me talking about this recipe before, because I would have shared this different variations with this recipe, but I think this is something that you have to really try with your kids. So, you've got 200 grams of unsalted butter at room temperature, 250 grams of brown sugar, half a teaspoon of vanilla extract and 2 eggs. They're your wet ingredients, and the dry then are 230 grams of plain flour, a teaspoon of baking powder and a teaspoon of baking soda and a pinch of salt. And then what you're going to do is you need 70 grams of milk chocolate and 70 grams of dark chocolate. So again, I would use bits of broken up Easter egg here, perfect for this. To make, all you're going to do is add the soft butter and brown sugar to a bowl, and you're going to beat that together until it's gone smooth, so you shouldn't be able to feel the sugar anymore. If you have a stand mixer, this is the time to use it. If not, you can just use a wooden spoon and bring it together. Then after that, you're going to add in your vanilla, and then you add in your eggs one at a time. Again, it's going to look like it wants to split, but that's okay. Just bring it together, and then you're going to sift in the flour, the baking powder, the baking soda and the salt until it all comes together and it forms a cookie dough. Don't over mix it. Okay. You just want to bring it till it just comes together. And then as it comes together, you just throw in the chopped chocolate milk and dark and white if you wanted to. Leave it for a few minutes to set, and then you're going to roll it into like a golf ball size. So you'll out of this recipe, you'll probably get about 12 or 14 cookie balls. Then you're going to pop them into the fridge. That's an important step. Leave them in the fridge for at least an hour to let them set. And then it's time to bake them. So preheat your oven to 175 degrees. Line a tray with some parchment paper. Put the golf ball size cookie dough. Like, they'll, if they start out with a golf ball, as they cook, they'll end up about the size of a tennis ball. So make sure you leave enough space. And then bake them for about 14 minutes. Take them out of the oven. Leave them on the tray for 5 minutes to let them cool down, and then onto a wire rack. And I actually got some more melted chocolate, and I put it onto the top of them, and I put some chopped chocolate on the top. So really easy recipe, very versatile. You can put different types of chocolate in there. Great little recipe, that one.
Very good. Now, you have another one. Have you time for this vanilla and lemon curd cheesecake?
Yeah, so I'll do this really quickly. So if you're having people over for lunch tomorrow and you think everybody's going to be sick of doing eating chocolate, why don't you give this one a go? So it's a vanilla and lemon curd cheesecake, spring berries and mint. So for the base, you're going to need 200 grams digestive biscuit and 100 grams of ginger nut biscuit, 150 grams of butter. For the cheesecake mix, you need 300 grams of mascarpone or cream cheese, Philadelphia or one of them, 250 mils of double cream, which you're going to whip, 130 grams of caster sugar, some lemon zest, some vanilla bean paste, and a jar of lemon curd. I actually like the one that they sell in Super Value in the Signature Taste range. It's really good. Of course, you can make the lemon curd if you want to. The garnish is just some different berries. So I've got some strawberries, blackberries, and raspberries, and a little bunch of mint. So preheat your oven to 165 degrees. In a blender, you blend up the digestive biscuits and the ginger nut biscuits, melt the butter, pour it in with the biscuits, and you're going to press that into the bottom of it. Spring form tin or a cheesecake tin. Now, this is, a lot of people don't do this. I then bake that in the oven at a
first.
Bake the biscuit in the. What happens is when you bake it, it kind of sets the bottom and it gets it really crisp. So you bake that in the oven at 165 degrees for about 10 minutes. That's your base ready. Take it out, let that cool down. While that's cooling down, you're going to make the cheesecake part. So now you put the caster sugar and the lemon zest in a bowl and you rub it together with your hands. What that does is it just gets that sugar flavoured with the lemon, and it gets all the lemon flavour out of the lemon zest. And then you beat together the cream cheese and the lemon sugar until it's smooth. Fold in the whipped cream, and that's the cheesecake mix. Pop that in on top of that pre-baked base that you made. And then I just like to get that jar of lemon curd, and I just ripple it through the cheesecake. So you just kind of get a big spoon for it while it's in the tin and just run your...
So when you're eating, you come across it.
You get little bits of lemon, and that little bit of zing is brilliant. Pop it into the fridge, it sets, and then just before I serve it, I like to just pile all those berries on the top that I've cut up into quarters and mixed with the mint. Absolutely brilliant dessert for an Easter Sunday.
And as you say, it's a kind of an antidote to too much sweetness in the chocolate.
It is, yeah, exactly. So, I mean, most of us eat chocolate with me for our breakfast tomorrow morning. But look, all those recipes are always, they're already up on my Instagram, so you'll find them there over at Gar Mullins.
Very good. Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef at Anantara The Marker. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show. Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.